you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Hardwood Handicappers, VSiN's premier NBA betting podcast.
You can also use the NBA Daily Player Prop Analyzer, which is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And it helped me get a winner last night with Josh Giddey over assist 3.5. He had 7 last night, and OKC took down Portland. That was one of the games you had the Kings last night. They were getting blown out early in Los Angeles against the Lakers, came back, and they won by 10.
Anthony Davis called it a must win. Uh-oh. 0-3 against Sac this year. And Davis got into foul trouble. LeBron left with an injury. And that's the Kings, right? George Costanza. Do the opposite. Right? They'll probably lose tonight the way they're going.
Well,
They've been at their best when they play the elite teams or it's a bad spot. And when they play a team where they're a good-sized favorite, they lose. The other thing is I would put out the bat signal here. And I know they took it down at DraftKings and I would love to see sportsbooks put up the prop again. We still got 20 games left about exact seed in NBA. Because I think I have a good handle on this, but also let's see what you made as a bookmaker. And I think this is fantastic because there's so many balls in the air here because everyone's so close and everything's so jumbled. And you play the schedule game. And I think Sacramento's going to get the 6. I think Golden State's going to get the 7. You are alive and well. If you have the Warriors win total over.
What was it?
Don't laugh. Like 46, 47? It's an easy schedule. They're at 33. They could actually do this. You thought you were dead, though, a month ago. But between their schedule and how they're playing, I think Golden State gets the 7. Lakers will get the 10. And then you'll have like Phoenix and Dallas 8-9 to see how it... think about that. You could have Kevin Durant against LeBron James, the loser, their season's over. And then you could have Curry against Luka or Curry against however it falls with the seeding and then how it looks. But I think, and I also think Orlando and or Miami could get the 3.
The 3
in
that
the
high?
East. Absolutely, because the schedules are so easy. You got injuries and inconsistency with Cleveland. And the Knicks and the Sixers are banged. I don't know what the Sixers, don't look now. I mean, what are they going to win a couple more than a game or two the rest of the month? They lose at home to Memphis?
They blew that game last night. I mean, the swings that we're getting now, but it doesn't matter. Anybody's a candidate here. It happened to the Celtics the other night. If it can happen to them, and it can happen to anybody, when you blow a 22-point lead and the swings that you get in these NBA games, it's bananas. It's every single night.
Yep.
You're exactly right. You have no idea what's going to happen with the Sixers. It's not going to end well the way it appears.
Well, you don't know when he's coming back.
No, you have no clue at this point. I'll give you another one, too. It's unfortunate the Jazz went into this funk. Because I think the Mavericks could really go into a tailspin.
Yeah.
They are so bad defensively.
Yep.
And they are not good against teams above 500. I think they're 15-23 on the year against teams above 500. That tells you again that come playoff time, that's not a recipe. They have such a bad defense overall anyway.
Well, and then Jason Kidd does not have the answers.
No.
I know a lot of people have been mocking him for some of his bizarre quotes in press conferences, but it's, as we talked about, the last 6 games, dead last in defense, 26th in net rating, dead last in three-point percentage allowed, 29th in points, 29th in field goal percentage allowed. And uh, I I don't care who's out, who's playing, Spoelstra and the Heat, giddy up.
Yeah,
I'm surprised the Dallas is laying this tonight.
Who wins the MVP first, Luka or Wemby?
I'd have to say Wemby.
I don't know if Luka's ever going to be able to do this current team that they have, because the defense is always going to be an issue. Here's an example. It's down to two players this year, in my opinion. We've said this all week long now. It's going to be either Jokic or SGA. Think about this. Luka this year, he's first in points plus rebounds and assists. He's first in 35-point games and 40-point games. He's first in the fact that we're even doing this tells you how nuts today's stats are. He's first in 30-point triple-doubles and first in 40-point triple-doubles. And yet, because I'm watching him real closely the other night, what does he do on defense?
How much?
He stands around and he looks out. He looks like he's 65 years old on defense. Just the desire and the passion to get it done defensively does not exist with this guy. And that will be a knock on him until if he never decides to change that attitude, then I'm sorry, that's never going to go away. And it deserves to be there. He has to have that label with him.
Well, you think that's what it is?
Oh, Paul.
Some guys just can't defend, though. I mean, that's...
It's like he doesn't even know what the word means.
Yeah. Well, here's what I don't like about him. He cries after every call.
Everyone.
He wants a call every time he goes to the rack, which is annoying. But he's a tremendous talent. We love him. But this is, you know, some of this has gone too far. And you're supposed to be a leader and a franchise player. You shouldn't have a stretch like this where you can't get wins against some bad teams. And now you can't be in the MVP discussion when you're looking at being in the play-in.
No, I know. And now look at this. Last 12 games for Jimmy Butler. He's averaging 25 points per game, 7 boards, 6 assists, 2-plus steals, and he's shooting 56% from the floor, 53% from downtown. Miami is fourth overall. Since they really turned this around, I'll go back to January 31st, they are fourth in the league in overall net rating. They are tied for second on defense, and they have some other strong metrics with the numbers as well. And we heard it yesterday on this show. Tom Haberstroh said that he would like Miami in a rematch in the playoffs against the Celtics. He had major doubts about Boston anyway in the playoffs, and he was awesome on the show. You can go back and listen when you search Follow the Money, wherever you get your podcasts. And he's not the only one, though. I've heard this now for a good week, probably on the Heat. Watch out. You're not going to want to get a hold of this team in the playoffs. They are going to be dangerous yet again. You buying in?
They have an unbelievable coach. And I see it time and time again. Yep. Comes down to matchups, too. So when you look in that pecking order to challenge Boston, maybe it's Milwaukee and then the Heat. You know, we talked to Tom Haberstroh off the air. What's going on with Randle? You can't. It's also the Knicks. They won't give you updates. You're supposed to get OG back at some point, but who knows what's going to happen with Randle. And I can tell you, they don't have much of a shot if he's out for the rest of the year. But we keep hearing he's not going to opt for surgery. And maybe he comes back in April, but this is you can't get any updates on that with the Knicks. We also have an 11-0 angle, too, and Joe Osborne's been all over this tonight. When the Pacers have a total of 240 or less, 240 or fewer, 11 straight unders. That's in play.
Wow.
They're taking on the T-Wolves tonight. So that has been a great trend. That's your friend, an 11 in a row. So see if that can go to 12 in a row tonight with the Pacers total against Minnesota.
And then we get your big boy. What do you want to do? Do you have any opinion here on the Celtics and the Nuggets? Boston, they are 26-12 against teams that are above 500. The Nuggets, only 6 games above 500 against teams above 500, like I said, and 24-6 at home on the year. But they're both coming off of this weird losses.
Yeah.
I mean, the Phoenix game was just, it came out of nowhere because Phoenix was in it the entire time. They got him in overtime. That was without Devin Booker, and the Nuggets were playing great basketball. And then, again, how Boston blew that game against the Cavaliers the other night? Nonsense. And now at DraftKings, the Nuggets are laying 1.5, and the total is 221.5.
Yep. That takes some steam off the game because Boston had the long winning streak, and Denver was playing great ball. But no opinion. It shows you the power rating of Boston,
where
you see what this price is. But you would think they'd be ticked off after the embarrassing performance in the fourth quarter. And just fourth quarter melts all over the place. The last couple nights. It's one thing to blow leads, but also, which we'll get to, impacting totals. Milwaukee scored 9 points in the fourth quarter last night. The Cavs scored, 12 last night?
Yeah.
And then what Boston did, blowing the 22-point lead with 8 minutes left.
Well,
so it could be a preview of the NBA Finals, but I don't know, I maybe probably took a look at the over tonight, I would think, at this one. Now, Boston's now number 1 in offense and number 2 in defense.
Yeah.
I mean, this power rating and what they've done here, very impressive.
Yeah, but they've been coming on like crazy.
I mean, it's just such a – it's not fair. I mean, Zach Lowe said it best. If Joker at any point in the possession touches the ball, they're going to get a good shot. He's right.
That's pretty much what it boils down to.
That's what it is. Right. Does Joker touch the ball on the possession? And if so, someone's going to get a good look.
Yep. And I need one from the Pistons tonight. They're a two-point dog at home to the Nets because I have that prop bet. Wizards will lose more games than any other team in the NBA. And that team again last night, are we talking full tank mode here? Or what's going on? Because they had a 20-plus point lead out of the gates against Orlando.
That was fun.
Orlando was laying 7 in the second half. Would they win that by 30-plus?
No problem. That's 16 in a row for the Wizards. Tomorrow's enormous. They're at home against Charlotte. I'm telling you, this is going to get juicy if they lose that game. So the people with the 200 and 300 to 1 tickets that they lose out?
Well, I can't wait for this because, as Rob Perez pointed out on Twitter again, the Pistons set the all-time record earlier this year, 28 straight losses. If the Wizards lose 27 straight, their 28th game during the stretch will be against Detroit.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry.
High comedy.
That the ratings for that game should be awesome if that's the case.
Right. Typical Washington, too, where you're tanking and the draft stinks next year.
Oh, sure.
So that it's completely backwards.
I looked at a mock draft the other day.
Yeah.
The first five guys in one mock draft, either from Europe or from like the G League, never heard of any of them.
I believe it.
Yep. Up next, we were reminded last night that trends don't pay the rent here on VSiN.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.